the red light is on, and the God School is back in session. You're all welcome at the God School. This morning, I want to go back to a familiar passage, or one that should be familiar to all Christians, for in it the gospel is revealed, in it is a way of God revealed, in it understanding is revealed. And in it, there is peace. Now, my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, every year taught on seven different passages from Scripture for they gave insight into this Christian journey and I thought it time that we all be reminded of this message today. Therefore, open your Bibles to the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And it reads, the word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah, or the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he, King James says, wrought a work on the wheels. If you've been here before with me, you've got that a work crossed out and put in its place, his work, and that will be understood as we go on. But for future reference, you should have his work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel, O prince who has power with God, O Christian, sons and daughters of God, says, the clay is in the potter's hand. So are ye in mine hand. I usually don't have a title for a message until after I deliver it. But today, the message is, we are in good hands. And we can say that as we understand what is being revealed in these six verses of Jeremiah 18. And the message is, we are in good hands. There is a message to be understood within these verses. There's a principle, there's a purpose, there's a process, there's a person. What's the principle? The principle is, God's the boss. It doesn't change. God doesn't change. God is the boss. To those of us who can grasp this concept, we can say, as Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Son of God, said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. There is one that came before me who said there really is only two kinds of people. Those who say to God, thy will be done, or those to whom God says, thy will be done. My prayer for each and every hearer of this message, hearer of the Word of God, is their daily prayer, as Jesus taught us to pray, thy will be done. God's the boss. He won't change. Get used to it. There's a purpose. The purpose is from the very beginning. God said, let us make man in our image. And we have the story, excuse me, in the very beginning of our progenitors, Adam and Eve, who said, in essence, not your will, but my will be done, to God, as they transgressed his instruction. And the vessel was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter. In that marring of our progenitors, there was then a separation between God and man, of whom he said, "Let us make man in our image." And only God could take down that wall of separation. Only God could come again and, by his work, be with us again. What do we see in this potter's house? We see a potter, we see clay, and we see a wheel. What goes on? The potter puts the clay on the wheel. If you haven't got it yet, we are the clay. And the process is this wheel of life, is this circumstance, are these circumstances that we find ourselves in, that if we had it our way, we'd change them. But those whom God has called, those whom God has chosen, those children of God, somewhere in the midst of that circumstance, have the understanding God is the boss. He will, and have the confidence that he will complete his purpose. The circumstance that we may find ourselves in the midst of may not seem very pleasant if you watch the clay on the wheel in order to form what the potter is making. There is pressure applied to make it the way the potter wants it made. We have in that verse in the 37th Psalm, where it says, I believe it's the fourth verse, where it says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's in every Christian promise box. This word, the root of which is anag in the Hebrew, has both prefixes and suffixes added to it in that particular context, and it's the only time the Hebrew being a somewhat ambiguous language, that is, a word can carry many meanings. It means soft, dainty. It means pliable. Pliable. It can be worked with. It can be worked on. And the more we understand that God is the boss and that he's doing his work, the more confidence we can have in saying, thy will be done. In spite of the circumstance, the more pliable we can be. We are in good hands. I said there's principle, purpose, process, and person. What's the person? The person is Jesus Christ. The 29th verse of Romans 8 reads, let's go to the 28th verse. King James reads, and we know that all things work together for good. Well, I'm sorry, I'm 68 years old. And there have been many incidents in my life that didn't work for good. I have no doubt about all your experiences, and not all of them worked for good. But that's not what the original says. It says, and we know that God enters into all things to work his good. God synergizes, brings them together, has his hands on the clay, has his hands on this pliable person. And we know that God enters into all things to work his good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. What's his purpose? Listen. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. And the vessel was marred in the hand of the potter. And he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter, to be conformed. It's a process, folks. It's the wheel of life. And to those that have this understanding, and because of the understanding, do love God, we are being conformed to the image of his son. It does not say to the imitation of his son. God is not looking for spiritual imitation. He's looking for spiritual fruition. And the new man, the inner man, the new creation in Christ Jesus, on this wheel, in the circumstance of life, remains soft, remains pliable, as we are being conformed to the image of his son. Well, one might say, well, I don't see the image of Jesus in me. One might say, I don't see the image of Jesus in you. Well, our testimony is we walk not by sight, but by faith. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God said it. His words and things are the same. When he speaks, it is, whether we see it or not. He makes the vessel over again. That is what Christianity is. Jesus Christ is the model. It is God in us doing the work. And we live by faith. And faith is grabbing hold of all the promises of God. For All the promises of God are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. And while we are in this life, while we are in this, if I may, cracked pot, we need to hold on and be pliable in the hand of God, our potter. We're in good hands, folks. It's a good place to be. And that's the God School for today.